This is a highlight from our conversation about travel in Ireland with Brendan Vacations Managing Director Catherine Riley, who joined us here on Well Traveled with AAA. Another must-do in Belfast is the Black Cab Tours.
Well, they are exactly that. They are something that's emerged out of the troubled times. Some of these characters in the Black Cabs had a very, very different occupation, let's say, prior to the peace breaking out in Belfast. So when you go on a Black Cab tour, they'll take you to the areas that were right in the heart of the Troubles and where the people on either side of the divide would have told their story, painted it in murals on walls around the city. And they will take you to these areas and explain the different murals and what they represented, and what and the ones now that are now joining this whole scene, which is extraordinary. The ones that show the piece and the various characters that orchestrated that piece. So when you take a black cab tour on your trip with Brendan Vacations, you're going to see and hear this history from a local. And it will depend on which side of the divide they happen to be at the time. And they'll show you their history from their perspective, which is really, really an interesting way to do it.
How do guests typically respond?
Very, very well. I mean, I think to talk to these people and see what they've come through and see now that they can look back at their past through different eyes. When I see, for example, the impact that our guests have on the black taxi drivers, is that they're seeing a broader world and they're seeing the opportunities of that. And one of my favourite things is that they now have chocolate bars that you can buy in Belfast, and we give them to our guests as treats. But one of them is mint crisp, which is representing the nationalist community, and then the other is some orange flavored chocolate, mentioning the Protestant community or the Unionist community. And it's so fun, I think, that you know we can now describe our history with chocolate. Everything tastes better with chocolate.
Of course. And do guests ever articulate to you how they feel about these tours? What do they tell you about how it impacts them?
It impacts them emotionally, because some of our guests, their ancestry will have stemmed from Northern Ireland. So whenever somebody comes and visited Ireland, you know, having done some research ahead of time about their ancestry, and then it's authenticated when they arrive, obviously that's very, very poignant and meaningful for them, that they, you know, can now walk in the footsteps of their ancestors. But it's also something that's meaningful for them for right then, but it's a legacy they have for their family for the future. But if they're coming back to Belfast or Londonderry or somewhere in Northern Ireland, they might have a perception of, you know, supporting either side before they travelled. And when they see the history and the two communities now going forward together, you know, travel can change people's mindsets, and that's another wonderful thing.
AAA is your travel partner for amazing, one-of-a-kind journeys all over the world. Longing to explore your heritage? Or experience a culture that's both ancient and modern? Work with a trusted AAA travel consultant to access exclusive member benefits. Visit AAA.com/travel for details. We're back with Brendan Vacations Managing Director Catherine Riley. What are some of the other great stories that your guests get to hear when they travel with you in Ireland?
You know, as they travel around to our various towns and cities, they get to hear the stories that are local to the areas that they're in. So if they're in a city like Galway, for example, it's a historical city, but it also has a very, very modern and youthful culture. It's a university town, so you can imagine it's always full of young people and mingling with our visitors. And on the main streets of Galway, they're pedestrianised. And it's an area where, you know, we pride ourselves in our traditional Irish music, song and dance. So in every pub and restaurant, you will hear music and it just brings you in. And that music and entertainment spills out onto the streets when, you know, we have our nice sunny evenings. But very close to the centre of Galway is a museum that our guests can just go and visit. It's just called the Country Museum and it talks and shows all about the various different crafts and things that go on in the city and county of Galway. Hanging from the ceiling of the museum is a life-size Galway hooker. And a Galway hooker, of course, is one of our fishing boats. But right there in Galway too is where the Claddagh comes from. There's an area called the Claddagh. And you might know of our Irish wedding ring. It's called the Claddagh also. And it has a heart and hands clasping the heart and a crown. So the crown represents loyalty, the heart, of course, love, and the hands, friendship. And that ring was used in our Celtic tradition as both the engagement ring and then the wedding ring. So when you first get engaged, you get the ring, and then during the ceremony, the marriage ceremony, you face the tip of the heart towards your heart, which means then you're betrothed or taken.
This was taken from our interview with Ireland travel expert Catherine Riley, which you can find on the Well Travelled with AAA feed on iTunes and Spotify. We hope you'll rate us or leave a comment and let us know what you think. I'm Abby Kozulczyk. Thanks for listening.